Now, the biggest black hole yet discovered in the Milky Way galaxy has been identified by astronomers. It was identified by the European Space Agency's Gaia mission, and that mission is designed to map the stars. To tell us more, we are joined by Francis McCarthy, Education and Outreach Officer at Blackrock Castle Observatory in Cork. Francis, good morning.
Good morning to you.
This black hole, it is called Sagittarius A star. What does it look like?
Well, Sagittarius A star is a different black hole. There's black holes all over our galaxy. Sag A star is the one in the centre of our galaxy, a supermassive black hole. The one that's been found through the Gaia mission is a much smaller, in some ways much more interesting black hole. It's 33 times the mass of the Sun, which in black hole terms is quite big when you start with a star, but small if you consider the massive ones that grow in the center of galaxies. This is unusual because it's black holes are black. You can't see them. So detecting them is quite tricky. This one was spotted because the Gaia mission, which is a venerable mission, she's been out there in space for over 10 years, she looks at the position of stars and how they move and has spotted a star wobbling in response to something that we don't see. So you go put two and two together and say, must be a black hole that's making another star wobble around. Now, the wobbling star is very unusual in star terms. Stars are made of hydrogen and they're made of helium, and younger stars that have formed more recently are made of heavier elements as well. This one is metal poor. It's made of just mostly hydrogen and helium. And that might explain why the massive black hole that's next to it got to be so big. But there's still lots of questions.
Like what?
How did it get so big? We've not seen a 33 solar mass black hole. It's breaking the records for these kind of smaller sized black holes. There's no sign of a supernova remnant. So is it a supernova, or did it start as a smaller black hole and kind of accrete, suck in some of its companion, which is what we know some black holes do? Did it form from a merger of a couple of small neutron stars? There's still a lot to find out. And because it's only 2,000 light years away, that's virtually next door in galactic terms. So a lot of other telescopes are going to be actively looking to see what's going on.
Far more is known about black holes now than even just a few years ago. There is so much data coming through, isn't there?
Yes. Yes, there is. We can observe black holes in multiple ways now. Gravitational waves, which are detected as very slight vibrations of space and time, they're often formed from mergers of black holes. So we have lots of gravitational wave candidates which are linked to black holes. This one being found in a different way opens up a different way of knowing. So the wobbling of a star, which we often associate with looking for planets, well, we've spotted something much, much more massive than a planet, although probably not much bigger. Black holes, because they're so dense, are physically quite small, but incredibly massive.
Yeah, and one of the members of the Gaia team, the European Space Agency's mission, they said no one was expecting to find this. No one was expecting to find a high-mass black hole lurking nearby, which had been so far undetected.
I know, and it's wonderful because Gaia's been working for 10 years. What was it doing? I know that it observes the stars that it can see multiple times. So that implies that this is quite a large orbit, that there's only a very small movement. And I like the fact that they've said, look, we're not going to wait for the next data release, which is not till the end of next year. Let's get the information out right now, so black hole specialists and telescope time can be devoted to this. So not bad for a 10-year-old satellite sitting out there.
Not bad at all. And does it suggest that it was created when our galaxy was quite young?
Yes, because it's such a metal poor, it doesn't have these heavier elements which are produced as stars run, and then that enriches the space environment to make the next generation of stars. This is what is called a population 2 star. It's metal poor. It doesn't have the heavier elements that you and I have in us because it is much older. So I wonder, how long has it been a black hole? Generally, massive stars run through their fuel quite quickly and explode as supernovas. So did this become a supernova 1 billion years ago, 2 billion years ago, 3? There's lots to look at.
Well, absolutely. I mean, and you've raised some of the questions still to be answered as a result of this discovery. What do you, Francis, as an expert in this field, think and feel when you hear about a new black hole being discovered?
I remember that the first black hole was discovered after I was born. They were considered a complete hypothetical. And it wasn't until we really started thinking in the late 60s and early 70s, hang on, it is possible for these to exist. They were absolutely just considered a complete curiosity. And I like the idea that, in fact, we can consider an entire new class of thing and then observe it into existence. But obviously it was there the whole time. We just had to change the way we think about it. Gravitational waves were the same. They were conceived and theoretical, and nobody knew if we could technically discover them. There's Nobel Prizes kicking around for that type of new discovery. So I imagine the team are going fingers crossed in 5 or 10 years they might get a reward for this. And of course, there are teams of scientists imaging the areas around black holes with the Event Horizon Telescope. So a whole new way of looking at this. It makes our interest in the supermassive black holes look a little less interesting, although, of course, it's fascinating for us.
Isn't science amazing? Francis, great to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. Francis McCarthy, who is Education and Outreach Officer at Blackrock Castle Observatory in Cork.